And I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose, and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found. Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 24. Prologue. A 90-year-old man went to confession. Father, he said, I left my wife and ran off with a 30-year-old woman. The priest said, That's terrible. But I don't recognize your voice. Are you a member of this parish? The old man replied, No, I'm not Catholic. Then why are you telling me this? The priest asked. I'm 90 years old, the old man replied. I'm telling everyone. There are those who share their stories of waywardness with false shame and fond recollection, a misplaced pride in past misdeeds. I am not that fool. I share my story for your benefit, not mine. On my part, I feel nothing but shame and gratitude. Shame for the people I hurt, and gratitude that they didn't desert me when I most deserved it. It has been said that sometimes the greatest hope in our lives is just a second chance to do what we should have done right in the first place. This is the story of my second chance. Chapter 1. Some mistakenly believe that prodigal means lost or wayward. It doesn't. It means wastefully extravagant. No matter. Both definitions are true of me. Luke Crisp's Diary. My seventh grade English teacher, Mr. Adams, used to say, No matter how thin the pancake, there are still two sides. Two sides to every story. People mistake that little chestnut for wisdom, as if all real evil in this world can be explained away if we'll but listen to the other side of the story. Tell that to your local serial killer. I believe that adage amounts to nothing more than moral laziness, a motto for people who carry moral compasses without needles. Make no mistake, all evil has its side of the story. I'm telling you this because, in presenting my side of the story, I do not want you to confuse it for justification. No matter what excuses I told myself at the time, my choices were wrong. I was wrong. I'll warn you in advance, as you hear my story, you won't like me. I understand. Neither did I. You have likely heard the story of the prodigal son. That's my story, too. I'm here to tell my side of the story. Chapter 2. Only those who never step, never stumble. Luke Crisp's Diary. If the seeds of my fall were planted in my youth, they didn't begin to bloom until my years at Wharton Business School at the University of Pennsylvania, carefully cultivated by a gardener you'll learn about later. Before then, I lived where I was born, in Scottsdale, Arizona, an upscale suburb of Phoenix. My childhood was a little unusual. My mother died of breast cancer when I was 7, and my father threw himself into his work to deal with his grief. My father, Carl Crisp, was an innovative and brilliant man, a corporate visionary. Through his industry, he built an international company. Unless you live in an Appalachian cave or a shanty in an Everglades swamp, you've probably heard of it, Crisp's Copy Centers. There are currently more than 2,000 locations throughout the U.S. and Canada, the number of stores rising monthly. My father threw himself into his work, but he didn't neglect me. Rather, he took me with him. I spent my early years at his side. When most boys my age were learning to throw a curveball, I was learning how to replace a toner cartridge in a color copier. By the time I was 16, I was managing my first copy center, a small Crisp copy shop